Thinking about our mission this morning is to glorify God in our lives. And I believe the Lord wants us to do that in our lives. And I thank Him for that. That greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. In Philippians 1 and 20, maybe we'll start there. Ask the Lord to be with us. According to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. You know, this morning, I just want to lead into this thought of magnifying Christ. Whether our circumstances are whatever they might be, or wherever we are in life, the Lord wants us to magnify Him. I've just been inspired by this morning, that the Lord wants to work His handiwork in our life. And He wants our life to bring honor and glory and praise to the Lord. I was thinking about the Lord Himself and how He wanted to fulfill everything. In fact, He said it would be, and it was. That everything that was prophesied of Him would be fulfilled, that was prophesied in the Scripture. And the Lord fulfilled that. And I'm inspired this morning that the Lord fulfill in our lives every word that He has said He would give to His people. Every word that He has said that He would be in our lives, that we would be inspired to let that be fulfilled in our life and come in nothing come short of what the Lord wants to do in our lives. I don't believe God wants us to come short of His strength and those things that bring honor and praise and glory to the Lord this morning. So as we look into the Word of the Lord, let's look at the privilege we have that God Himself wants to be glorified in our life. And we read the Scripture there where it says that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be. And I just want to think about that right now. Whether it be. Whatever the situation. By life, by death, by great prosperity, by suffering, by whatever the Lord allows into our life. That we take hold of that and we determine, this is mine. This is where God has me, and I'm going to glorify God in the midst of those things. I want the world around us, and I believe that if we will glorify God in our lives, I believe it'll be a challenge to the world around us. And I think there'll be some folks that want that kind of thing this morning. You know, His promises, His Spirit, His grace, the things that God wants to give us, I believe He wants us to have those this morning. And the Scripture tells us that all the promises of God, all of them, are yea and amen to those that believe. Those are ours, saints. Those promises of God are ours for our life, our time, our day, and our situation. Whatever we find ourselves in, whether we're young and starting out or whether we're old, And almost passing off the scene. You know, God wants to be glorified in our life, in our day, and in our situation. And He will, if we will let Him. He will be glorified and bring honor to His name. I want to look over in Romans 8. And these scriptures, 8 and 35 of Romans. These scriptures put us to a challenge. But I will tell you, I love these scriptures because they give us some insight into the mind of the Lord. It says here, who shall separate us from the love of Christ. Now, you know, I want us to think about that this morning. A lot of people are separated from the love of Christ today. But the love of Christ is more than just some little something that we have a little feeling, a little ooey feeling or something. The love of Christ is a powerful thing in our life. And who shall separate us from it? Is there anything, is there any kind of work that the enemy could bring against us? Is there any kind of frustration in our life, confusion, or anything else that can separate us from that overpowering love that the Lord has and wants to put in our life? Did anything separate the Lord from that? Was there any scripture that wasn't fulfilled in His life? His cause was to fulfill every jot and every tittle that the law had given concerning Him. And you know, this morning I'm inspired. I want every word of the Lord. Lord, let it be that it can be fulfilled in my life. Let it be that the words of God, that the words of the Lord can bring glory to His name, because they are fulfilled in our lives this morning. It says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? I don't know of anything. I've never met anything yet that could break that love of Christ that He put in my heart. That love that brings something nothing else can. There's something about love that is strong. It is mighty. It is much stronger than death. It is much stronger than anything that we can face. And I believe that. Who shall separate us from that in our life? Shall tribulation separate us from this? Or distress? Are we going to allow these kind of things to snuff out the light that the Lord wants to have in our life? What will separate us from the love of Christ and that strength of love in our heart? Will we allow tribulation or distress to do that? No, I don't think so. Persecution? I haven't received lots of persecution. I don't think any of us here have received just an over amount of persecution. We haven't resisted unto blood. But I'm persuaded of this. If persecution comes, the same Lord that causes us to triumph in everything in Christ Jesus will cause us to triumph in that too. In persecution or famine, seems to me like, wait a minute, famine or nakedness? Now we're talking the people of God. Would they experience famine? Would they experience that they have needs? I believe the Lord will supply those needs for us. But I'll tell you what, Paul said, if that comes, will it separate us from the Lord? I don't think so. I don't think there's anything that can do that. Or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. This morning, I want us to consider something. What does the Scripture say we are in these things? More. What is a conqueror? A conqueror triumphs. A conqueror wins. He takes home the spoil. And Paul wrote here, by inspiration, we are more than that. We are more than conquerors. Saints, gird up the loins of our mind. Gird up the loins of our life and allow the Lord to breathe and move and live through our life this morning. I believe God wants to do that for us. I am persuaded, he says. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers. You know, that's speaking of a lot. Neither angels, he says, nor principalities or powers, death or life. And I want to add the things in life. Life cannot separate us from that love of God. And if it can, we're not deep enough. You know, the Lord wants us to go deeper then. He wants us to dig. And I believe He allows us many times to see our depth, where we're at, because He wants us to go deeper. The Lord wants us to dig until we find and avail ourselves of the grace of God so that these things cannot move us. The Lord wants us to do that. It's never a failure of the grace of God. But the Lord has grace that we can be more than conquerors this morning. And Lord, help us to not throw up our hands at anything, but to dig deeper and receive and avail ourselves of the grace of God. I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. You know, some of the biggest battles I've ever had are things to come. I have never yet found a battle that is in the present that God will not sustain us. But I'll tell you, He won't sustain you for a battle in things to come if that's where we're living. If we live in the land of fear, the Lord don't go there. He wants us to know, I'll sustain you today. And when that day gets here, I'll sustain you in that day as well. There's no grace for that. The Lord wants us to lay down our fears, the look of the future, whatever might be that we might would fear or look. I can't. That should never be in our vocabulary. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And the Lord wants us to find that grace this morning. I fully believe it. And I know it to be so, and I found it to be so. Nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Jesus our Lord. What a blessed group of scriptures, passage there. There is nothing that shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I want to encourage us this morning that we deepen ourselves in the love of God until it becomes our motivating force in life, until we see it before us, the will of God, the love of God, the love God has for others, and we see our mission before us. Our mission, glorify God, do His will. Lord, let there not be one jot or one tittle left of Your will in my life that I haven't performed. I believe Jesus wanted to do that. And I've just been inspired. I want to do that too. Because I believe that God not only had a will for Jesus, He has a will for us too. And Lord, help us that it can be fully fulfilled in our life. That we don't come short in anything in the will of God for our lives. I was thinking about these things that come to us and being more than a conqueror. You know, not only do we conquer, but we take home spoil. I believe that if we will allow God, and I believe it's backed up in the Word many places, if we will allow God, we'll take home spoil from everything that the Lord has in our life. Everything. And that's why He tells us, in everything give thanks. In everything give thanks. That's the will of God concerning you, the Scripture says. And you know, this can seem like, how could I do that? Because of the love of God that He put in our heart, in our life. Dig deeper. Dig deeper until our light can shine in the darkness. Until our light can shine right where we're planted and right where we are. Until the will of the Lord can be done in our life. Until we're not stopped by the things that would stop us. We're not stopped and cannot go forward. But that we move forward and that we allow God His way in the midst of all those things. And I believe the Lord wants to do that for us this morning. Yes, the Lord wants to move forward. He told Moses and them one place. He told Moses to tell the people to go forward. And here they were up against, I think that was the place of the Red Sea. And they were up against it. There was no place to go forward to. There was no place to retreat. There was nothing they could do. And the Lord said, you tell them to go forward. That was His word. And so they went forward and marched right through that impossible place. And the Lord gave them a wonderful victory that day. In 2 Timothy 2 and 1, I'm challenged by the words here that Paul wrote to Timothy. He says, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. What is a soldier of Jesus Christ? Peter picked up a sword and he said, I'll go with you unto death. And he was ready to fight. The Lord said, put your sword up, Peter. The Lord healed the damage he had done with it. He tells us to endure hardness as a good soldier. You know, I was thinking about some of that. Soldiers, a good soldier. A soldier faces peril. He faces a lot sometimes, trying to take ground, trying to defend ground sometimes. And you know, the Lord wants us to do that. And He says, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. This morning, the Lord wants to give us grace to be able to be a good soldier. He started out with that. Be strong, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. So what kind of battles are we fighting? We're fighting battles that we need grace for. We're fighting battles that we need strength from God for. And the Lord has an abundance of it for us. And He tells Timothy, you be strong in that. And He said, the things that you've heard of me, you commit to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. You know, he wasn't talking about Timothy, I want you to get in a hole. I want you to just be strong. Just don't give up anything. No, He said, Timothy, I want you to be strong and endure hardness and commit these things to others. To faithful men. I want you to be working for the Lord. Timothy, don't let your gift droop. Don't let your banner droop down. But be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. I believe the Lord will support His soldiers this morning. And I was thinking about the scripture where Jesus in Matthew 26... We read there where He said unto them that He could have called 12 legions of angels, Matthew 26 and 52. And it says, then said Jesus unto him, put up again thy sword into his place. Peter got the wrong idea about the kind of soldier he was supposed to be. For all they that take the sword shall perish with the sword. Thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father, and He shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then shall the scriptures be fulfilled that thus it must be? You know, the Lord was very confident. I could call for 12 legions of angels. I looked up to see what a legion was, and it was different things at different times, but the general amount was about 6,000. So the Lord said here, He said, thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father, and He shall presently give me more than 72,000 angels? That's what the Lord said. He could do that. He could deliver me from this. It would be nothing for Him. But He said, if He does that, then how will the scriptures be fulfilled? You know, I've been so struck by that. Lord, how is your will going to be fulfilled in my life? I know you could send a legion, Do you believe the Lord would send a legion of angels to help you if you needed it? I believe that. I believe the weakest saint that trusts in God and anchors his hope in the Lord will have that kind of help if he needs it. I believe that. Think you not that I can pray and the Lord will send and God will send that to me? Oh yes, he will. He'll send that. But then how's the scriptures going to be fulfilled if I do that? You know, this morning, how's the scriptures going to be fulfilled through us? How is the grace of God going to shine forth to the world to teach them that God is light and in him is no darkness of all, at all? That the Lord can keep a man in the most adverse circumstances. How is that going to come forth? How is the scripture going to be fulfilled in our life if God takes all our trials away? You know, this morning, the Lord wants us to give ourselves to him. Lord, in the place that I am in, help me to shine. Help my life to that there won't one jot or one tittle of what a saint of God is supposed to be come short in my life. Cause me to bring glory to your name, that others will trust in you as well, that people can say, I know there's a God. I will tell you, I've watched those, and I have. I've watched some. And I've seen that kind of grace in their life. What a challenge it is when we see that, isn't it? Lord, teach us that we will not allow one thing to come short in our life. That we can have this testimony. You know, there was one in old times, Enoch, that had this testimony that he pleased God. Now, he was in a people, among a people that didn't fear God. I don't know how many, did he have any encouragement? Maybe some, I don't know, but the world was becoming more and more wicked. But Enoch, he had this testimony, and it shines even today that he pleased God in his time and in his day. Now, I just want to encourage us this morning, let's throw our hearts open to the Lord. Lord, I know you could send 12 legions of angels. And what force could stand before that? Is there anything he couldn't deliver us from? We all know. It's a simple matter. The Lord could change anything he wanted to change. But where we are right now, yes, we want to pray and ask God for deliverance, for help, for grace, for those things that he's told us he will help us with. But I will tell you, in the midst of life, in all the things of life, I believe the Lord wants us to bring glory to his name and to worship him in the midst of it all and give him that glory that comes from a life given to him. You know, Paul told Timothy that the hardness of he said to endure hardness as a good soldier. I just want to encourage us this morning that the Lord has the grace for that. We just need to go deeper sometimes. It is not for us to see that we need more grace. Sometimes that's the greatest blessing we can have because it points us to the Lord. It points us to him. And I want to encourage us to seek that grace. Dig deep in our life. God has grace for us. His scriptures must be fulfilled in his people. The holy life that we speak of must be fulfilled in his people. God will fulfill them in his people. And he wants to. It comes from the grace of God. It comes from the enabling power of the Lord in our lives this morning. I want to read in Acts 4 and 29 a real passage that we're all very familiar with. But Acts 4 and 29. And the devil was trying to shut these people down, just like he's going to try to shut you and me down. And they came. And they came to the verse 23 says, and being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. Now, they had threatened them. They had told them not to speak any more in this name. But verse 21 says, so when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people. For all men glorified God for that which was done. And there was a miracle that had been done, and the enemy was wanting to shut them down. You know, the enemy wants to shut you and me down too. Because there's been a miracle of grace that's done in our heart and in our life. And don't think the enemy won't try to shut that down. But these people, these men that we follow, they went to their company and told them. And here is the prayer that they prayed. And they said, and now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. I want to gather a couple of things from that this morning. When these people heard what the enemy was saying against them, did they say, what are we going to do now? We're liable to get in trouble. We're liable to be hurt here. I think we better get out of this country. You know, they brought their will to the Lord. And they said, now, Lord, you behold their threatenings, and you see what they're telling us. And grant unto your servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word. I don't know what the enemy is saying to you, but I will tell you this. We need to bring that to God and submit our will and tell the Lord, Lord, you see where I'm at, and you see how the devil is howling against me. But I want you to grant unto your servant that with all boldness and all grace that I can speak forth the good things of God in spite of it. I want you to help me, Lord, to be able to shine forth to this situation and to the ones that look on that there is a God in heaven that has grace for people in this life. If we can't live it, who can? If the saints of God cannot live it, who has a chance of it? The Lord wants us to shine forth His glory to this world. Should we be all bowed under, defeated, and allow the enemy to steal our victory? I say no way. We're not going to give him that place at all. In fact, in the midst of it all, in the midst of it, God wants us to be taking ground. He wants us to be winning. Winning more grace, winning more strength, winning more victories, winning more things that later we can testify how the grace of God kept us and how He worked for us. I will tell you, the enemy comes in our lives and he howls sometimes. But I want to tell you, I believe that God has given us more victory. I believe the 72,000 angels plus that Jesus said He could have prayed for, He will give that to us if we need it. So what do we have to fear? I don't think we have anything to fear. Let's march forward in the name of the Lord. Let's face our battles. Let's face the hard things that Paul told Timothy. Endure it. Endure hardness as a good soldier. Let the grace of God live in your life. Saints, let's let the grace of God live in our life. Submit our will to the Lord. Lord, you know where I'm at in life, and you know I'm praying for you to change this situation, whatever it might be. With all of us, it's a number of different things, but I will tell you something. In every situation, the Lord wants to be glorified, or He would not have allowed it to be so. Think not that He could deliver us in an instant. Think not that He could send 72,000 angels in a moment. Of course He could. But He wants us, for this moment, to glorify God, to show forth that there is faith in the midst. When those three Hebrew children were put in, they showed forth something. And not knowing the outcome, not knowing whether they would be delivered, They said, "We're not careful, O king. We're not careful. We know what God wants us to do, and that's what we're doing. And so we're not going to bow down to your image." You know, many things. I look back at Joseph and I see his life. I see the integrity that he had through life, and how that for years he didn't know what the outcome was going to be. Joseph was in the grip of many things. What's going to happen here? And yet, he just served God faithfully. He served him that way all through his life. Saints, serve God faithfully. Allow the grace of God to work in our life. And then when God wants to bring glory to his name, he can. But if we haven't served him faithfully, if we haven't dug deep enough to give him honor and glory in our situation, then he won't be able to really get the kind of glory that he wants to get. I am persuaded that without setting us up for those situations, such as the three Hebrew children and Joseph had, we wouldn't have that story. We wouldn't have that glory giving honor to God today if God hadn't have allowed that kind of thing. But there's one thing we all have to say today. That was God. That was an amazing thing. God is that great. He got right down there in that furnace with those three. And he walked. And their ropes were burned off. But they didn't have the smell of smoke on them. That was God. Somehow the Lord worked in their life. Does that not bring honor and credit to God all these several thousand years later? Bringing credit to the Lord. The Lord wants to do that for us this morning. Lord, bring credit to your name through my life. Let there be grace. Let there be grace in my life. Let me be the kind of person that my persecutors can say, "That's amazing. That's grace from God. That's something unhuman." I believe God wants to do that. But how can they say that if God doesn't let us get in that kind of situation? He's going to do that sometimes. And he wants us to go deep enough that the glory starts showering out to God. And I know that brings us to a very humble place. But it comes from a submission of our will. These men came here and they didn't pray for the Lord to take them out of it. They just said, "Lord, grant unto your servants that they might speak your word with boldness." And the Lord showered them. He honored that. They gave their will to him. "Don't want anything but your will, Lord. That's all I want. I just want you to make us one of your vessels to shine forth every jot and every tittle of your will in our lives." And the Lord did that for them. In Matthew 16 and 24, it says, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." I believe that's where it happens, right there. The cross is an unpleasant thing, but the glory that follows. Jesus, for the glory set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame. And now he's set down by the right hand, at the right hand of God. I believe we have to take up our cross and deny ourselves and follow him if we want that kind of grace. In James 4 and 6, it says, "He giveth more grace." Do you believe that this morning? Do you believe he gives more grace until there's plenty? He does. But listen to what it says. "But he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud." He resists the proud. He resists the ones that hold on to their own will. "Not your will, but mine be done, Lord." People do that all the time to the Lord. And he resists the proud. Those that decide, "I want to take my way. I want to do it my way. I'm not willing to handle this, Lord. I know you brought this my way, but I'm not willing. That's proud. That's taking our own way. That's sticking up for our will. That's what the Lord would call pride. And he says here, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble, to those that submits their will to the Lord. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. You know, the Lord gives us instruction. If we are living in sin, he said, cleanse your hands. Humble yourself. If we have a double mind, and one day we want to do God's will, and the next day we want to do our will, now the devil will fight against us sometimes, but our heart and mind should be one thing. I want to do your will, Lord. And he says, purify your hearts, you double-minded. Does the Lord tell us to do something we can't do? He says, be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of God, and he shall lift you up. Are we going to stay in that place? No. But we humble ourselves before God. We crumble before him. We allow him to have his way in our life. We allow him, without judging him, to say, Lord, I know you are right. I know your way is perfect. And I'm going to humble myself to that. And he speaks here of a pretty low place. He says, be afflicted and mourn and weep. And let your laughter be turned to mourning. Dig deep. Get down where we can start calling upon God. And he said, he'll lift you up. Is he going to leave you there? He said in Isaiah, I'll give you for your mourning. What did he say? I'll give you joy, or I'll give you the oil of gladness, I believe, for your mourning. Which chapter in Isaiah is that? Is that we spoke of it some here a while back. 61, it says, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning. This is what the Lord wants to lift us up to. Does he want us to remain low? He wants us to remain humble, but the Lord wants to trade us out for our troubles. And he wants to give us praise, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. This is the scripture, this is the word of the Lord this morning, that he might be glorified. God wants to do that. Trade us out for our troubles. Humble ourselves. Don't take up for ourselves. I can't, I won't, I shouldn't have to. This is where God has us. Let's fight through it and let him lift us up. And I think we'll find that he will do that. One more scripture says, but thanks be to God. 1 Corinthians 15 and 57 and 58. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Now listen to what it says. It's really following a pretty strong, O death, where is thy sting? Grave, where is thy victory? And he goes on to say, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable. Now sometimes we want to stop there. Okay, I want to be unmovable. I want to hold my position. No. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. I don't believe the Lord wants us to be halted and stalled and kept. He says more than a conqueror. I don't believe we're preaching this higher than it is. The Lord wants us to be more than a conqueror. He wants us to win, to take spoils home, to abound in the work of the Lord in the midst of our battles. And I will tell you, I've found from experience, the Lord will fight your battles if you fight that way. You'll win your battles. You'll find Him doing things that encourage you constantly to see the hand of the Lord at work. The Lord wants to do that, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Don't ever stall. Don't ever say, well, I don't have anything to give. Get up and give. Get up and take your little oil. It'll increase again. The little bit we give out, it'll be there next time. And it'll be increasing is what it'll be doing. You'll be taking spoil in the midst of all of those things. I was just thinking about I used to water ski a lot when I was young. And you know that same water, I've thought of it many times, that same water that would have drowned me, because of the force and the power of that boat pulling me, it supported us. And it was enjoyable. I enjoyed that very much. It supported us, the very thing that would have drowned us. You know the things in life, we need the power of the Lord to give us the kind of strength and pull that the things that would drown us would actually support us and cause us to be able to give joy in the midst. In the midst of that, to be able to give honor to God and give Him the glory that's due unto His name. Saints, the Lord wants us to dig deeper. He wants us to have the oil of joy. And so when we begin to run out, let the Lord give us more. Let Him trade us. Don't quit abounding in the work of the Lord. Don't quit moving forward. Do the things God really wants us to do. And when we do that, I believe we're going to find a grace from God that we really are surprised at. That the Lord can do this for us. In this place, the Lord can keep me. In this place, the Lord can give me an enjoyable experience. Yes, in this place, I believe we can. Amen.